right. Good evening, everybody. July 16th, 2020. We're going to call the Pleasant Township meeting to order here for July. Got a quorum tonight with all three board members present. We also have present our auditing firm, Chad Andra. CPA firm is Chad Andra, himself on the left here, and Scott Terrell in the red shirt. They're going to be presenting our 2019 audit from last year. And actually, we will just go right into that and save you guys having to sit through any more of our meeting. Whenever you guys are ready, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to share the screen, and that way we can look at the financial statement. Are you able to see it now?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
There we go.
Basically, the audit looks good this past year. The auditor's report basically is the standard report that the Kansas Municipal Audit and Accounting Guide has, and it basically says that we elected out of GAAP, which is this adverse opinion, we elected out of U.S. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, but we follow the regulatory basis of accounting for Kansas, and that everything was in compliance with that regulatory basis of accounting, or the format of everything was. And then the supplementary information is just the detail schedules after the notes to the financial. So it basically was a clean audit report that said it was in compliance with that format. And then the financial statement itself is this page here, the summary statement of receipts, expenditures, and unencumbered cash. And then we had your notes to the financial statements, and they were all listed back here, and they were pretty much all standard. Let's see if there's anything we want to point out here. I think this long-term debt just mentioned that the greater lease payment that was due in February 2020 was paid in 2019. And so that's reflected on here.
Okay, I'll throw in real quickly. If any citizens are watching this recording after tonight, a copy of this audit is available. Just ask Michael. If you go to our website at pleasanttownshipbuco.com, obviously you probably already did that to find this recording now that I say that, but you can request from Michael and get a copy of this audit if you'd like to see it. Sorry, go ahead, Jed.
Okay. Like I said, most of the notes are standard notes. The subsequent events, it just mentions about the FEMA funding and the delays with the pandemic. And then the compliance with Kansas statutes, it just mentions about the agreements not really containing the non-discrimination statements, but you did obtain it either through email or the company website. And so that's more of a technicality. And then that just mentions about the culverts there at the end. And then the supplementary information basically is the detail. It shows the budget information, and then it shows the detail for each fund, comparing 2018 and 2019 for the general fund and the road fund, and then the special equipment fund. And is there anything you wanted to add, Scott, on any of those?
No, that's pretty good.
And then the letter that we provided to you, which was at the conclusion of the audit, it basically was pretty well all standard. There was just a few things that was mentioned similar to the year before. Is there anything on there that you wanted to point out?
No, just that on the lease balances, the when we got at lease balances, we create an expectation as to what those balances should be based on the amortization schedule. And those do seem a little bit higher. They were higher last year. We put that in the letter, but they were still higher this year. So I don't know if that's something y'all want to check into to make sure that nothing was added. Just make sure that they're correct. But it didn't really affect the report because the KMAG report doesn't audit the balance sheet. So there really wasn't anything to, you know, to really adjust. So there's really no adjusting journal entry to make. But like I said, you might review the lease balances just to make sure that they're where you think they should be.
Okay, I can double check them.
You're on mute, Mike.
All right. Didn't we double check that at the beginning of this year because of the double payment or because of the early payment in 2019?
I didn't check the balances. I just was verifying that we didn't owe another payment because we had originally said, oh, we're going to make an extra payment. And then when we didn't get the bill, I was just sorting that stuff out. I didn't double check to make sure the balance was what we thought it should be.
Yeah, and it's really immaterial. I mean, it's just like $3,000 or $4,000. So overall, it's immaterial, but just something you might check on. That's really the only thing I had.
Okay, we'll do it and definitely do that.
Yeah, definitely. Having it all on OneDrive was nice, especially this year with the pandemic. But it made it go more efficient.
Okay. That's great. Yeah, kudos to Michael for getting that set up and facilitating that, and Katie getting all that on there. Both of you.
Michael did it all the work. I just do the book work. He did all the OneDrive stuff.
Well, nice job, both of you. Okay. Well,
I guess any other questions for us?
You mentioned something, and I think it was in that supplementary or that one you're just talking about the credit card, having a separate account for that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we mentioned that last year as well. But again, I mean, it's really not reported on, since this didn't involve the financial or the balance sheet audit, it was just more at the fund activity level. It's recommended just for the sake of reconciling those credit card statements every month, you know, similar to you would any other account. But for the purpose of this audit, it's really doesn't affect the opinion or any of the audit procedures. It's just more of a control recommendation.
Okay.
I mean, the best way to track credit cards, like in QuickBooks, is to set up a liability account. When the transactions are charged, enter them, and then when it's paid, then record the payment and show the liability as being paid, and then you reconcile it. But since you're on this regulatory cash basis, it's not necessarily required. It's just making sure that I'm sure you're reconciling it. It's just not in QuickBooks.
Yeah.
I double check all the bills and anything that it's saying that we owe. I double check to make sure it hasn't already been paid.
Right.
Yeah, we review the receipts and all that stuff. So. So.
Yeah, I didn't see all that. Like I said, it's just more of a technical recommendation.
Okay.
So basically, what you're saying is best audit ever.
it was pretty
for the township since we've been doing it. Yes. It was the best year.
Wow. That's like being the best looking horse at the glue factory, right? Okay. Did you guys have anything else for Chad and Scott?
Nope.
Okay. I will go to a couple items of business then that you guys would probably want to hear then. The first one, we'll just jump to it, is the so I will put a motion on the table to accept this 2019 audit for the township done by the Chad Andra CPA firm. So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, carries 3-0. And Michael, it got brought up, Katie was saying that there's an option for us to electronically pay the fee this year. So we put that down as a second item of business. Do you have any issues with paying it electronically versus a check?
Nope, perfect.
Okay, then I'll put a motion on the table to pay the audit fee for the 2019 audit, fee of $7,000 to the Chad Andrews CPA firm, and we will do that electronically. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. All right, thanks, you guys. That's all the audit stuff. And
okay, we will submit the audit report to the state tomorrow morning. Okay. And you'll just need to fax in that fee payment form that I
emailed
to you. Yeah, and you can just fax in a credit card payment to the state for that fee.
Right, okay.
And I'll CC you on the email that I send to the state.
Okay. And is it still right around $150, is that right?
I think they bumped it up to $175. Let me look real quick here. I know they bumped it up. yeah, they keep bumping their fees up. Let's look here real quick.
COVID charge.
No, masks are expensive.
Yeah, it's $175 now.
Okay.
Okay, well, it was good talking to you.
Easy. All right, stay healthy, guys.
Okay, take care. Same to you. Thank you. Right.
Thank Bye. You.
Okay, we'll jump back into our meeting with the accepting of the minutes from last month's meeting. I will put a motion on the table to accept the minutes from the June 2020 Pleasant Township meeting.
Second.
So moved. okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
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 Is it messing with me?
Yep.
It's like, it sounds really weird if I make the motion to make the first vote, guys.
Well, Michael constantly does the last vote, so I had to throw him off a little.
Yeah, because he's counting is what it is. If he doesn't go last, he gets his fingers messed up and he doesn't, you know.
Exactly.
He doesn't turn out right.
The middle finger.
Exactly. All right, on to the reports. The overseer's report is available on the website. Robert sent that. Pretty standard month again. Unfortunately, June was extremely dry. Actually, had set a couple of records, something I heard on the radio, that just extremely little, very little rainfall. So I know a lot of people have been struggling with the dust and stuff on the roads, and just something we keep battling with. So we'll go to Michael. One of the other things of note, I should say, on the overseer's report is the guys installed shop lights on the east shop out at the yard, which is something we had voted on a couple months ago. They got that done. There haven't been lights out there for, I don't know, since it was built, so 30 years. Now there's actually lights on the east side, and it's a lot easier to work over there, obviously. So, Michael, to your clerk's report.
Standard month, pretty much. We did have the budget meeting, which I'm sure Jeff, you'll talk about, so I'll let you go into that detail. But other than that, standard month, doing my normal job.
All right.
Keep that OneDrive going.
Yeah, exactly. All right, then we'll go to Katie with the treasurer's report.
Okay. Unfortunately, I didn't make the budget meeting due to health concerns. I had a health issue flare up. But I did get the rest of my stuff done for the month.
Did you get a doctor's note, by the way? Are we supposed to just take your word for that you were at the hospital, or?
I gave it to my full-time job. Do you want me to get a copy for my full-time job?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hopefully the remainder of getting this health stuff figured out won't mess with township work anymore for me. But we're just going to play it by ear.
I'm sure not. You're doing a good job of that.
So, for the month of June, though, we had a beginning bank balance of $308,258.20. We had cleared checks and payments, and we had our second big deposit for the year, leaving us with a bank balance of $500,915.41. Then we had uncleared transactions, leaving us a cash balance of $484,614.93. And all these reports, if they're not already on the website, they will be soon.
Yeah.
Moving on to the vouchers. One thing I'm going to point out, I had gone ahead and added Chad Andrews' payment onto the vouchers. Yep. Since we already approved that, I'm going to adjust the motion just a little bit to reflect that. So I move that we approve the vouchers incurred in 2020 as written, except for the fact that we already approved Chad Andrews.
Okay. Clarify, just say June of 2020. Sorry, you just said 2020.
Oh, sorry, I read June of 2020. Yes, June of 2020.
There you go. I will second that motion. So that motion's been made and seconded to accept the vouchers. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
And then last month we had approved getting a credit card through our bank where we have all our money at. After this meeting is over, I need to talk to you two to discuss some stuff about that.
Okay. Okay.
Stuff like they want your social security numbers and stuff.
They want ours? I thought they already had them. I thought they had them for our account already.
Yeah, but with this whole COVID thing, it's not like I'm going into the bank. They told me, no, don't go into the bank, do it online. Well, right. It's online, so I have to enter all that, and I'm not going to enter all that without talking to you guys first. And when did the township start? They asked how long the township's been in business. I don't know.
18 something. It's on the website. I can find it.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a couple little things like that.
It's older than dirt.
Yes.
So a few things like that is what I need to discuss. I figure we'll do that after.
Why would it be our social? And it shouldn't be our social security numbers. It should be the township's EIN number.
Yes. The township's EIN number is used for under the business, but then it wants each individual that is allowed to, I guess, call on behalf of the township. And unless you want to be completely blocked out of it and me be the only one, I kind of need you guys' stuff.
Okay.
That's why I figured we'd talk about this a little bit. Figure out. Because I'm definitely not asking for your social security number here.
Well, yeah. Sure. See you. Okay. It just seems, I don't understand that, why they would need ours, but all right. I mean, I understand they have to have authorized people that can call in on the account, but You know what? Tell you what. Will you ask them if there's some way we can set up an alternative form of ID as to whether it's a passcode number that just the trustees know, whether it's a passphrase, something in that regard where it doesn't have to be our personal Social Security numbers.
This is just for the application. This isn't even, we've got them past the application yet.
I know.
Well, I think that, I think they need to understand that since this is an elected position, those people are going to change.
Right.
Which is why I was putting you as the main contact person, Michael, since you're staying for at least 2 more years. That way we wouldn't at least have to change that item.
We haven't scared him off yet. He's not necessarily. He might. Okay. I guess we'll talk about that further. See if we have any other options.
Okay.
Did you have anything else?
That should be it.
Okay. To the trustee report, like Michael said, we did meet for our 2021 budget meeting with Butler County about a week and a half ago. Michael and I, Katie was in the hospital on that day, unfortunately. Property values have gone up again across the county. So we kept the ad valorem taxes the same. I believe $647,000 off the top of my head, which were enabled us to lower the mill levy back down under 16, I believe 15 three-quarter range. And it's about 3/4 point decrease from last year. It was just pretty straightforward meeting, pretty easy in that regard. We were happy to be able to lower the mill levy.
And you said that Butler County now puts everything in the paper. We don't do that anymore.
Correct. They put the notice in. So that voting on that budget will be at our August meeting because it does need to be posted 10 days before the meeting. And ours was on July 9th. So wasn't quite enough time. So that approval will come after the August meeting. Okay, so back onto items of business. We've got a third, just small little item. Our treasurer is running out of checks for the township. So we need to order new checks. They are, and unfortunately, because they're perforated, full page, you know, receipt attached, all that, they're a couple hundred dollars. We're going to say maximum of $300 to get those checks. So I will put a motion on the table to buy a new set of checks for the township. So moved.
Second. FYI, Michael, you're muted again.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So it should go, I'll say those in favor, Katie says aye, then I say aye, then Michael says aye, so that he can count 1, 2, 3 and put it down that way. All right, motion carries. Okay, doesn't look like we have any citizens with us this evening. Did you guys have anything else? We're gonna chat next meeting. We'll have the reveal for the chip seal project this summer. So we're doing finalizing discussions on those roads that are gonna be done. And that's about it. Anything else?
Not for me.
Michael?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. I will call us adjourned. Thank you.